What's up, Anchor? Today is Thursday, September 21st. This is Michael Bergamo, and you're listening to Create and Hustle. Today, I want to talk to you about after the sale. I have 1,000 entrepreneurial friends, everybody on earth that wants to sell something, to move something, to shake something up, and to get something in the boat. What I don't have are a lot of people out of that group that actually produce what they sell, meaning they've promised a level of service, a level of effort, a level of expectation that by and large is unattainable, but somehow get it across the desk. I've been brought into a couple of different situations just in the last day where this has boiled up to the surface, and I just felt the need to talk about it because I think it's going to become an epidemic. In the world of entrepreneur, I don't care what you're selling, whatever business you're in, if your customer has involved you at any level, first of all, you should be grateful. Second of all, you should take that as a vote of confidence and a vote of trust. Third of all, you should absolutely understand that this is a brick in your legacy. This is something in the foundation that cannot be moved unless you give it up. Meaning you let somebody in, you let somebody tear it down. You have complete control over that as well. Every night I drive home, it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, what have you. I have a list of people that I call, people that have done business with me recently, and a list of people that have done business with me in the last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I have to follow up with these people to make sure that they understand that I am still the greatest. I am still the one that cares about their success. I am still the one, after all the cake and watermelon, after the dust has settled, actually gives a shit. And that's so weird to me because it's who I am. I think that's the difference. It's real versus forced. People that exercise entrepreneurially as a muscle, people that train very hard, they work very hard on their pitch, they work very hard on their regiment, but they don't have the empathy thing, so that shines through. I was on a call last night, 7 o'clock driving home. This company had just gone all in on 3 different vendors, all doing something different. And she called just to talk about the other 2 vendors that haven't done what they said they were going to do. And I thought this twice. I said, well, hopefully, you know, she feels that I've done my part. But two, what a vote of confidence to say that level of comfort was there, that she felt me as an advisor, not just another vendor. And I thought that was really great. And we talked a lot about that, you know, about setting an expectation, meeting an expectation, and going above and beyond, because I'm here to tell you right now, we are in a generation and in time and business where doing what you said you were going to do is considered above and beyond, which is unbelievable to me. But man, execute on that. I mean, my God, if you look at somebody in the face and say, I'm going to take care of you, and this is for how long, until it's done, until it's fixed, until whatever, and then you don't do that, how hard is that? Why did you say that? It used to be, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, and they expect 10 times more. We're not into that anymore. Like, people's expectations have been lowered so badly, and this is sad. I'm not bragging. I'm saying this is a terrible thing, that going above and beyond now is a mark of faith in the business, in that person, whatever it is, saying, I think you're going to be around a long time, and that's why I'm investing this extra little bit of effort, this extra little bit of time to your success. So I implore you, if you're sitting across the table from somebody and you're talking about value and you're talking about why you instead of somebody else, be prepared, because that expectation, while it may not be said, is absolutely there. I hope you all great success. I wish you all a wonderful end of the week. I know Friday's coming. I hope you've gotten everything done. Successful weekend. Monday's coming. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks so much.